44-year-old Yoli Ballesteros lost her mom and brother just over a year ago. Both of them worked in Riverside hospitals throughout the pandemic until they got sick with COVID themselves. Yoli's brother, Carlos, died on New Year's Day in 2021. Her mom, Sylvia, died a week later.
It's really kind of tore our family. We don't celebrate like we used to. Every day is a struggle. We're constantly calling and checking on each other. We were really close.
That rip in the fabric of Yoli's family is typical for those who have lost loved ones to COVID. That's according to Emily Smith Greenaway, a sociologist at USC. Using information about American families and COVID mortality data, Smith Greenaway came up with a metric to measure not just the number of deaths, but the number of family members left grieving. Her goal is to capture the full scale of these COVID mortalities.
To work to kind of contextualize these numbers to say, yes, you know, they're very big, but actually, you know, they are even far larger when we think about the numerous, you know, surviving people who are cast into the shadows of these deaths.
Using a tool she designed called a bereavement multiplier, Smith Greenaway found that for every person who's died of COVID-19, about 9 close family members are grieving. And that's not including extended family, friends, and colleagues who are also affected. Grief is a normal, healthy response to death. But Smith Greenaway is concerned about the long-term societal impacts of the grief we've amassed during the pandemic.
This acute grief can and often does, you know, manifest into observable disadvantages, you know, real physical and mental health disadvantages, economic disadvantages, social disadvantages.
Such as losing health insurance or having to quit a job or take on a new role as a caretaker. Black, Latino, and Native American families were more likely to contract COVID-19 than white families and suffered disproportionately throughout the pandemic. Now, as policymakers relax mask mandates and large portions of the country have begun to move on from pandemic life, sociologists like Smith Greenaway are observing a new gap in grief.
There's never a going back to normal. This pandemic has been this life-altering, traumatizing event that has not only in some cases took one family member from them, but multiple. And you know, these holes in people's family networks, you know, are unpatchable. They're irreplaceable losses. And so I think, you know, as a country, we need to really grapple with that.
Yoli Ballesteros and her family are not putting COVID behind them. They're still wearing their masks. Her sons never returned to school. Yoli's sister has left the healthcare field because of safety concerns. And the grief?
It doesn't go away. It doesn't go away at all. There's things that happen. We'll be at home laughing, and I want to pick up the phone and call my mom. Or, you know, I see certain things, and I want to send to my brother. I want to call him, and I go by his house, but he's not there. So it doesn't go away.
The U.S. is projected to reach 1 million COVID deaths later this spring. The impact of those deaths, rippling outward, will be felt by many millions more. For KCRW, I'm Robin Estrin.